misuses of the gift of organization. There is a tendency for an organizer, if they're not really walking close to God, to view people as resources. One thing they have to learn is to treat people with sensitivity. And most of us have probably known people who had the gift of organization, but they weren't sensitive to people. And it's a critical thing. They have to earn the right to be heard. And many of them don't want to do that. They see the job, they see that here are the resources, and that includes these people, and let's just get the job done. Sometimes they don't want to take time to explain things to people. You know, you do this. Why? Because I said so. And he knows that that's going to get the job done. But for good human relations, just for working with people, it's not bad to say, let me explain this to you and talk about it a little bit more. An organizer sees that as a waste of time sometimes. Building loyalty with favoritism. You can probably see why this would be true. Organizers put a high premium on loyalty. They want workers they know they can depend on that will get the job done. And when they find people like that, they want to reward them. They want to keep them. They want to keep them happy. They want to keep them involved. And so they sometimes will begin to play favorites. To outsiders looking on, it looks like they're just plain old playing favorites. They don't understand. The organizer sees it as logical. The organizer says, these are the people that are getting the job done for me. So I'm going to help them. I'm going to bless them. I'm going to give them more, whatever it might be. But it can go across a line where they need to be paying attention to other people who are equally important and not just the most critical, loyal people. Number three, using delegation to avoid work. This is especially true when an organizer is not in charge. If somebody else is in charge of a project and the organizer is involved in the project and the other person says, all right, I want you, with the gift of organizing, I want you to do this, this, and this. And the organizer will often delegate that to somebody else. It wasn't his job to delegate it, but he got it done. He just talked somebody else into doing it. He persuaded somebody else or kind of pushed somebody else, and the job got done. But the organizer lost the joy of building some character and learning to be faithful in the little things. You remember how God stresses that? In Luke, he said, he is faithful in that which is least. Will be faithful also in much. And God tends to give responsibilities out like that. There are people with the gift of organizing that would love to be in charge of a bigger project, and God says, now wait a minute. You need to learn to be faithful in some of these little things. And when you've learned to be faithful in the little things, then I'm going to give you some bigger things. And when you get faithful in those, I'll give you bigger things. That's just the way God works with us. He wants us to learn in the little things. So sometimes one with the gift of organizing gets too efficient at delegating when he really needs to do it himself. And to other people, he looks lazy and irresponsible, and he may be. Number four, being unresponsive to proper appeals. Sometimes an organizer gets so set on the path that he's going to go. I know where I'm going. I know how to get there. I've made up my mind. I'm on my way. And then somebody comes along and says, now, wait a minute. You need to think about this. Here's a factor you haven't considered. And the organizer may not be willing to listen. I've already made up my mind. I know what I'm doing. And they may have some legitimate grievances or legitimate problems that need to be solved, and the organizer will not listen unless they're walking close to God. If an organizer is walking close to God, he's going to back up a little bit and say, Lord, are you trying to tell me something through these people? And the answer may be yes. Being sensitive to God's the key thing there. Number five. Oh, by the way, they will usually excuse, if they don't listen to people who have a legitimate grievance or a legitimate problem they need to be aware of, they'll excuse it by saying, they're just more complainers, you know. Every project's got complainers, and there's some more of them, and they're just dismissing them as complainers instead of recognizing that God may be trying to tell them something through these people. Number five, putting projects ahead of people. There are times when a person on the job that's been assigned a responsibility, doesn't get it done, or is not getting it done efficiently for a good reason. And a good organizer who's walking close to God will be sensitive to that. A weak organizer who knows how to get the job done, but he's not walking with God, will tend to get irritated at those people and react at those people because he perceives them as lazy or disorganized or inefficient. But someone walking close to God will be sensitive and say, now let's figure out why they're not getting the job done. Maybe there's a problem here I need to know about. Maybe there's something going on that I need to be sensitive to, and they get sensitive to people. The weak ones who are not walking with God are sensitive to the project and not the people. Number six, overlooking workers' serious faults. Here's what happens. An organizer's getting the job done. He's got a worker, loyal worker, good worker, getting the job done, faithful person. The organizer can depend on this person to get it done. And then it becomes clear to all that this person has a glaring moral fault, or he's failed in a glaring kind of way, or maybe ethical failure, or some kind of lapse of some kind, and he's sin, and it's become open. Well, many organizers are tempted to overlook that. They don't want to deal with it because this person's getting the job done, and they treasure and value the person getting the job done. And so they may overlook the fact that there's a serious moral problem here that needs to be dealt with. And if they do that, there's going to be a reaction from others. The prophets in the group are sure going to react. They're going to say, wait a minute, what's this? He can't be a part of this. Look what he's doing. He needs to repent. You know, they're going to see that clearly. And other people, other weak people, if they see somebody sinning and getting by, they may be tempted to say, well, I don't guess it's that important that I live a moral life, or I don't guess it's that important that I walk a straight path here. I mean, maybe it's not that big a deal as long as we get the job done. You see the problem there? So organizers need to be willing to deal with things when they come up, because people need to learn to deal with sin. You know, organizers can have a problem there. Number 7, failing to explain to or praise others. Mentioned this earlier. They want to get the job done. They crave efficiency. They don't see the point of explaining a lot of stuff to people. It just takes time. It just wastes time. And so they say, let's get it done. You do this. And they don't explain things well to people. And then when they do things well, sometimes they don't take the time to say, you know, I want to just encourage you and tell you you did a great job. I really appreciate it. An organizer, if they're not walking close to the Lord, will tend to think, why should I praise him? I mean, he's just doing his job. That's what he's supposed to do. And so they lose some of their effectiveness with people. They're not giving them explanations. They're not giving them praise. Number 8, forcing decisions on others. An organizer who's not walking close to the Lord may have a personal project in mind, a goal that he wants to get done, and he knows how to be decisive, and he knows how to be persuasive, and he can come on you and just make you feel like, well, I've got to do this for the guy, you know. I mean, he just makes you feel guilty, makes you feel overwhelmed. And so the next thing you know, you're consuming a lot of energy and time doing something that God didn't intend for you to do, and maybe didn't intend for the organizer to do. So you can, if you've got the gift of organizing and you're not walking close to the Lord, you can pressure people and manipulate people into doing things that might not be what God wants them to do, and an organizer has to be sensitive to that. He can also be insensitive to the fact that sometimes people are worn out, sometimes people are tired, sometimes people have other responsibilities they need to take care of, but he's so focused on the objective that he's got in mind that he may ignore those things and not be sensitive to other people. And number 9, losing interest in the finished job. What happens to some organizers is they finish the job, clean it up, it's all done, and they've got a sense of closure. It's done. And then often there's almost a drive within them. I got to get the next one going now. And they start on the next goal. They move on. And they leave that one behind. Well, many times a project may be complete, but it still has to be maintained. There's work to be done over the long run of maintenance. And sometimes an organizer is not sensitive to that because they've moved on to the next big job to be done. And sometimes also they haven't learned to be content. An organizer has a hard time sometimes learning to be content. There are 2 verses in Philippians that would apply here. One of them, an organizer likes, where Paul said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, remember what he said? Forgetting those things which are behind and pressing toward those things which lie before, I press toward the mark, to the prize, the high calling of God which is in Christ Jesus. Now, organizers like that. Forgetting those things that are behind, pressing forward to the mark, but they can do it with such a zeal that they never ever get content. There's a discontent constantly going on inside. And just a little while later in Philippians chapter 4, Paul said, for I've learned in whatever state I am therewith to be content. And sometimes an organizer just needs to learn to relax and breathe and say, okay, God's done this through me, and I need to stop just a little bit and see what else God wants me to do, and not just rush and see if there's something else to do to maintain this job, or you know, take care of other responsibilities, and not just rush into the next project all the time.